The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. Now, tonight we have the mighty Andrew has got a new headset, and it's all white. And I'm glad it's white, and I'm glad it's not pink. You know, if it was pink, then I wouldn't be glad at all. But it's white and very good, and he's quit drinking Coke, too. Maybe that's why.
That's right.
Since I quit drinking Coke, I become whiter.
Yes, even my headphones are turning whiter.
That's right, already. And there we have, now, you heard that little crackling. We have Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. You just made her day. Now flutter on out. Go on. Now, normally we won't let him out of the boiler room. We keep him locked up back there. But he's out tonight. He's out. He got out. Maybe Andy let him loose. But he's got an announcement. Go ahead and tell us the way it is.
All right. Be blessed. No stress, everybody. This is Randy. I'd like I'm really kind of excited about this. A number of you have asked about being able to give, you know, we say via credit card. Well, we've upgraded all of that. We're going to have our grand opening, I like to call it, on Thursday. But tonight we're working on trying to get the bugs out of some things. Some of you want to do it all by credit card. And as of tonight, you can certainly go on the artificial intelligence, the AI, either the What's Right, What's Left.org or the word Cleveland.com. And you'll find a button that says donate, and you can certainly donate that way. The beauty of this thing is that we can now take all four pieces of plastic, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, Discover as well. And hopefully this will make it more convenient to everybody. I want you to know that all the other ways will still be available, and Lisa and myself and the rest of the staff, we certainly enjoy speaking to you because we all have our people that we've sort of gotten to know. So, you know, please, if you're comfortable doing it your way, please do it your way. But now this should make it where you should be able to do this virtually anytime, 24/7. So with that, and then we'll have the Ritz's people in here. Their last name is Ritz. And they are the people that set up the format and the program for us. They'll be here on Thursday, and you can talk to Ron and Barb and certainly welcome them in. But hopefully this will help everybody. Maybe it'll coincide more with your payday as opposed to, say, like the way that we've been doing it with the third month, because we know that we aren't probably accommodating everybody. But in the meantime, thank you very much for giving generously, consistently, and abundantly, hilariously, and may God bless you all. But we're looking forward to being able to further accommodate people in whatever their financial situation is. Thank you all. Be blessed. No stress. We look forward to working with you, and we love you. Take care.
Well, let me ask you before you take off, okay? Are you still drinking Coke?
Well, I am. Of course I am.
Yeah, I noticed you haven't gotten any whiter.
I haven't gotten any whiter, that's right.
There you go. I've gotten much whiter since I quit drinking. Yes, I am. There you go. And we have a special guest tonight. Thanks, Randy. You did that very well. Thank you very much. Our special guest tonight, and I don't know, I don't think she drinks Coke. She don't like woke. In fact, she is kind of like a modern-day Annie Oakley, and that is none other than Jan Porter. Are you there, Jan?
I sure am. Thanks so much, Pastor. So good to be here with you. And no, I do not drink Coca-Cola.
Well, Coke took a big shot. I mean, their sales of Coke really dropped after they made that Be Less White statement. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. We got to get after it. Right, we'll get right into it right now with our scripture. We're starting tonight, Jan, from Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, and with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and their tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the signing of the needy, and now will I arise, saith the Lord, and will I set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver trieth in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. All right, Jan, oh, I got to do this. First of all, phone lines are open. This is Pledge Week, Pledge Week. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, we have Deacon John pledges 100. Last night, we came up $2,500 short of our goal. And because of that, Doers of the Word Baptist Church has pledged $2,800. $2,800, and we're looking for a matching donor. We're looking for someone else that will match that. $2,800, Doers of the Word Baptist Church. So get us in there. All right. There you go. Hey, Jen, do you want to match that? It's only $2,800.
I wish I could.
I know you do. All right. Let me ask you this. Going back here, the words of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Has he done that? Has he preserved his word?
Of course.
He's preserved it perfectly, hasn't he? And
yes, cool.
And the accuracy of God's word, the Bible, is absolutely perfect. It is perfectly accurate, isn't it?
Yes.
The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Hey, let me ask you this. What is one of the ways that you would exalt a vile person?
I think elections is one of them.
You know, got it.
We put people in office. There you go. There's evil that occupy our land because of the elections and because of the lack of integrity in the election.
And right now, is America suffering from not only the lack of integrity in election, but a stolen election, criminal activity by a criminal party? Is America paying the price today?
Absolutely. In fact, I was just banned from YouTube today because I did an interview with Intercessors for America, and I mentioned that very thing. A stolen election was what got the video pulled. And so, you know, this is the thing that I take encouragement in, because as you know, I'm running for Congress, and one of the things I want to do when I get there is to set up a committee, a congressional committee, to investigate the voter fraud and to make a recommendation to the Attorney General for swift action to bring justice where justice is due. And YouTube's not going to like that much either, but that's what I want to do when I get in there, is to make sure that we don't forget what happened and that we bring justice where it is due wherever the evidence leads. If there is fraud, then there needs to be some pursuit legally of a remedy to that end, because again, without free and fair elections, we don't have a republic, and we've got to make sure that we not only have voter integrity moving forward, but that we come against voter crime that has already happened.
Well, you're not kidding. We recently had Jim Renacci and last night Joe Knopp, and you know Joe is a very, very pro-life activist. He's made those pro-life films, and I told him, I said, look, here's the number one issue, of course, the number one is America's national sin. We've got to stop the baby killing. We've got to stop the killing. But now it's from not just the babies, but it's everybody, because they're out to get us in every which way. But I told him, and the one thing that angers us more than anything else is being betrayed. And he totally agreed. He felt the same way. And you know, when you work very, very hard to elect somebody, and then they go to D.C., and then if they go to the state house or wherever they go, and then they betray you. And we are so tired of that, and we're not going to take it anymore. And so we're going to let them know betrayal will not be tolerated. I've got some ideas on how to deal with those rhinos nowadays. But anyway, I'm going to take you over now to Proverbs 24 and start with verse 19. Fret not thyself of evil men, neither be thy envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Remember when Obama came, what he brought? Boy, he brought it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopelessness and change. And here the Bible says to have nothing to do with those, because the change he brought was totally the change from what God's Word, the Bible, taught, huh?
Clearly.
He says, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect for persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. And so here again, for you to vote for a wicked person, and I'm going to tell you folks out there, listen to me, you have voted for extremely wicked people. And believe me, God knows it. It hasn't gone unnoticed by God. It hasn't at all, not one bit. And he, what does he say? Now listen, again, God doesn't change. You don't get over on God. Those of you that have voted for Joe Biden or any of the Democrats out there today, you need to repent of that. You really need to repent of that. It's a wicked thing which you've done, okay? Look at our country, the way our country is suffering. These are wicked people. They want to kill children. They want to sodomite the children. They want to indoctrinate them with critical race theory. They want to destroy the very hearts and the minds of not just the children, but of all of us. Now, so here again, God's word, the Bible, God has said, I'll read it again. He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. So that's what we're doing here tonight. And it says, every man shall kiss the lips that giveth the right answer, giveth the right answer. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're telling you, we're rebuking the wicked, and we're giving the right answers. And so here, I want to go over to Romans chapter 13 for a minute. But first, let me say, wow. We have Connie from Florida pledges 1,000. Wow. Oh, 100? Okay. He broke my heart. Well, thank you, Connie, for that 100. All righty. And you just got carried away, didn't you? Andy got carried away.
Yeah, I put an extra zero on there.
All righty, so listen. If you don't want to match my pledge of $2,800, at least match Connie's pledge for of $100. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 now. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, I want to go to Romans chapter 13, starting with verse 6. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Now, he's talking about those in authority that are legitimate. If they're legitimate, then they are ruling and governing by using God's word, by God's laws, God's statutes, God's covenants, etc. That's what he's telling you when he says here, for this cause, pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon the very thing. Render therefore, now listen, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. Tribute to whom it's due. We have such a corrupt government out there today, and people give large amounts of money to every corrupt cause out there. But the Bible says to whom it's due, and custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. And you know what God's word in the Bible? It means exactly what it says, folks, exactly what it says. And so, Jan, we're going to be playing a little spot here in a few minutes. But let's start out with the issues that that are important to us. And we start with number one, the child killing, America's national sin. Do you think America is going to pay a price someday for what is happening out there?
I do. I think we already have. I think that you know, there's a curse when you choose death. There's cursing. When you choose life, there's blessing. That's very clear. But one of the things that I'm hopeful about is because, as you know, we've been in this battle a long, long time. Been in it not as long as you, but a long time. I counted up 44 years since I first found out about what they were doing to children, and couldn't keep quiet. Even though I was the kid who was afraid to give a speech, we had to rise out of that because they're killing children. And so we did all the incremental things. And you know, you were there in all those battles when we passed the Woman's Right to Know law and the fetal homicide bill. We passed the parental consent and even the nation's first ban on partial birth abortion, which did spark 30 states to follow, that did spark not one but two Supreme Court decisions, eventually a victory. But at the end of the day, we still had over a million children who were killed by abortion every year. That is not success. You can call it a lot of things, but success isn't one of them. And so when God gave me the idea for the heartbeat bill 12 years ago, you remember, they said it was impossible. We went up against a brick wall for nearly a decade in the Ohio Senate. But the good news is what was once impossible is now inevitable. The heartbeat bills have passed. They've been introduced in 30 states. They've been passed in 14, including, and I had the privilege of recruiting the Texas sponsor for the Texas heartbeat bill. That is the bill that is enacted. It's the most protective law in the country that saves 40,000 children a year. That's a stadium full of children, Pastor. A stadium full of children every year that is protected that would otherwise be brutally killed. And so what I want to see happen is that heartbeat bill that's taking the nation by storm, I want to see that pass in Congress. And I put together a thing called the America First Contract, and I enlisted the help of former Majority Leader Tom DeLay. He's the guy that initiated the first contract with America back with Newt Gingrich in 1994. And so I said, I need your help. You're wise. You've done this before. Show me a way, a pathway to victory. And so we put this together with 10 items, much like the contract with America, beginning with life. And it's the federal heartbeat bill. It's the Heartbeat Protection Act is number one on the list. It's non-negotiable. And number two is defunding Planned Parenthood. So under life, those are two things that we need to do. And then it talks about liberty and fiscal responsibility, education, how we need to prevent fiscal control by the federal government, energy independence, secure borders, voter integrity, jobs to get welfare reform so able-bodied Americans get off welfare, get back to work so we can open up our businesses again that are seeking employees that really have been not really motivated to go to work because they've been getting paid not to, as well as free expression. Those are the gist of it, but there's some specific things that I'm really excited about that as far as I know, have not been tried before, including under education, what's called the Anti-Indoctrination Act. This is something I put together at the state level in a way to go after the indoctrination that's happening in the government schools. And we can do this at the federal level with funding because it's the purse strings that we have the control of. And guess what? We can say that we don't want our federal funds to go to indoctrinate children with critical race theory, with grooming, much like we see in the Florida bill with Governor DeSantis. They've got that up until third grade. I say, you know what? If you're under 18, then we shouldn't be violating the state obscenity laws and grooming children under any banner, whether it's sex education or anything else, bully training, whatever they call it. We're going to make sure that we don't use federal funds to groom our children, to teach them racism and Marxism, and it goes on from there. But that's just one of the things we can do. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about pitching this to the red wave, as we just heard on the news, a tsunami that's coming. I want to get those freshmen in a room and explain to them, here's how we can get what we want without being lied to. As we know, that there's deals that are worked, there's promises that are made, there's perks and payoffs. And if we can get to people before the hooks of the swamp get into them, we can actually get the right leadership in Congress to bring the right bills to the floor, something we have never really had, because everything that we've ever wanted almost always gets watered down by the time it sees the light of day. And so those are some of the things I'm excited about. I'm excited about your program, Pastor. I'm grateful for the airtime and for how you've just been a beacon of truth for as long as I've known you. You've been ahead of the curve. And I do hope that people give to your station and to your program, because you're making a difference. Because when you inform people and give them the action steps that get us to over the finish line, I mean, I remember coming on your program how many times when we were getting beat up and bloodied on the heartbeat pill. I'll tell you what, it seemed like it was hopeless. It seemed like, oh my goodness, here's Janet again, pitching heartbeat again. How many times we need to hear it? But you want to know something? It was worth it, because now 30 states have introduced these bills. We've got stadium full of children every year in Texas, and now they're spreading like wildfire with Texas civil penalty heartbeat laws, which we're going to get in Ohio as well. That bill is being drafted right now, and it's happened. It just passed in Idaho. A version from conception with the civil penalties passed in Oklahoma. It's fantastic to see what God is doing. And I just want to say publicly, thank you, Pastor, for being a part of this, for every step of this effort, not only from when we began the heartbeat effort, but from when we were fighting partial birth abortion and everything else. You've always been there, and you've even when I was starting out as a student for life at Cleveland State, I remember, you know, talking to you in those early days. You always had a word of encouragement. You always had truth. You always had godly, sound, biblical counsel, and you're still doing that today. And I just want to say thank you for investing in me, in the truth, and now, because of what you've done and because of this program, we're seeing victories all over the country.
Well, I want to thank you, too, for doing what you have done. You've stood your ground. You haven't backed out. I've seen time and time again where, you know, you've gone and you've been attacked by now. And in fact, I mean, those feminists, those unclean women, and I mean unclean women, by the way, you get to D.C., you're going to run into a pack of them. They're called the Squat. And these are some wicked, wicked. And the Bible calls them unclean. And Jeremiah 2:34 says their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocents. And it says that they didn't even have to, God didn't even have to look upon their heart to know it, that by their own mouths have they condemned themselves. And this is the kind of what you were up against. And we have to say it the way it is. But you have stood your ground, and you haven't changed a bit. You've been right there, and I want to say praise the good Lord for that. But listen, we got a long way to go yet. So I got to get the numbers out again, folks. Those lines got to light up. Those lines got to light up. I need some matching gifts. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, we have, who do we have? We have Bill in Boston pledged 25. Bob and Lori in Michigan pledges 50. All right, very good. Keep the phone lines coming, folks. We have to do this. We're going to a break. You'll like this break, Jen. I think you'll agree with this message.
I'm Janet Folger Porter, and I woke up to find out that we got censored again today from YouTube. What a shock. Well, there's a place where I won't be censored. It's this Friday night at 7 at St. Luke's Church in Copley, Ohio. It's at 3810 Ridgewood Road in Copley. I look forward to seeing you there because there's a lot of information that YouTube wouldn't let you hear. But I'm going to present how we can take our country back. It's why I'm running for Congress, and I look forward to seeing you Friday at St. Luke's Church in Copley, Ohio, on the 22nd, this Friday at 7 p.m., and the address 3810 Ridgewood Road in Copley, St. Luke's Church, Friday night. Can't wait to see you. Here's just a little more about me. I introduced the state and federal heartbeat bills and helped pass them in 14 states and counting. I helped draft legislation to protect religious liberty and led the charge to enable military chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. You see, actions are what you believe. Everything else is an empty slogan. I'll cut funds to schools that groom our children or teach critical race theory and cut funds to states that require vaccinations for employment, travel, or education, and cut federal funding to states that enable voter fraud, redirect it to states who transition to watermarked paper ballots. I'll protect your gun rights, curb inflation with a balanced budget, abolish the unconstitutional Department of Education, and regain energy independence. I'll finish the wall and name it after President Donald J. Trump. Then, enlist a congressional committee to investigate big tech censorship and their campaign collusion. It's all in my America First contract at JanetFolgerPorter.com. There's a reason why the left considers me a threat to their godless and Marxist agenda. I'm Janet Folger Porter. If we can end abortion, as we just did for 40,000 babies a year in Texas, we can take our country back. I ask for your vote, your support, and your prayers. Paid for by Conservatives for Janet Folger Porter. Mark Bidwell, Treasurer.
All right. You know, Jan, that was a very good commercial you got there. And
where'd you get that? That was not one that I was running on the radio yet. It's something that I put out to selected people. Did I get you one of those? I guess I did, huh?
You certainly did. Okay.
That's fantastic.
We're going to be playing that all. We're going to give that spot all week long. Now, one of the things here, one of the things that's concerning me, before I go on that, I got to give, the phone lines aren't ringing. I got to get back there. Folks, please let the phone lines ring. I'm not seeing any lights, boards lighting up here. 888-281-1110. Listen, you got to listen to me. You don't realize how close we came to having to go off some stations. It came very close, but last year, but by God's will, we made it. We stayed on all. We didn't go off any, but we need to hear from you to continue to do that right now. I know right now we've already gotten some letters from folks telling us that they have fallen on hard times, the ones that have been given to us for a long time because of, thank you, Mr. Biden and the Democrats. But anyhow, so we need to hear from you tonight. Those phones got to ring. And if we don't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And anyhow, so one of the things that's I'm concerned about is we keep hearing that there's going to be this tsunami of Republican votes, conservative voters, and I am talking to people, and people are fed up. I noticed how when that judge, when President Trump appointed judge, ruled, hey, these masks, you do not have to wear these on the airlines anymore, and folks, those masks do you no good at all. No good at all. They're absolutely, totally worthless where it comes to stopping a virus, okay? And so, I mean, it is the dumbest thing. You might as well just been wearing a dunce cap. In a sense, you are when you're running around. And by the way, God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear you are not to hide the image of God. That is, and so, again, but here's what I'm concerned about is that our side may become too overconfident. What do you think? And folks out there, listen, you got to go vote. You got to vote. You got to get out there May 3rd in this primary and vote. Right, Janet?
You do. And in fact, people think, oh, you know, it doesn't matter, and they're stealing things anyway. Look, if we're going to fix this, I do think that we need to show up in such big numbers that they're not able to steal it. And that's something that keep in mind, that it's a lot harder to steal all these elections throughout the entire country than it is just to steal the presidency and some key races. And so one of the things that I want to do when I get in is to get the No Federal Funds for Fraud Act. Listen to this one, Pastor. As far as I know, no one suggested this, but I want to. It says that we're going to remove election-related funding. There's some security funding that's going to states right now. And I say, if your state doesn't even require the very basics of requiring a photo ID to vote, then guess what? We're going to take the funds that go to your state, and we're going to give them to states that have secure, watermarked, sequential paper ballots, those that limit voting days to one day, not a voting month, but a voting day, those that prohibit the mail-in invitations to voter fraud. It's different than a requested absentee ballot. But we're going to set up a congressional committee, as I mentioned, to investigate the voter fraud, to make those recommendations to the Attorney General for justice. If there is a justice called for, then justice needs to be implemented. And that's one of the reasons why this election matters so much. We've got to get our country back. We've got to stop the voter crime and restore voter integrity. And that's one of the reasons why this election matters so much more than even elections I've seen previously. This is the one that's going to set our nation. It's got the ability to set our nation back on course. We just got to come out in numbers and quit believing the lie that Christians are supposed to stay on the sidelines, that we're supposed to just let the Marxists run the country. No, that's a lie, and it's from the pit of hell, and we need to rise up, and we need to vote. We need to inform people. We need to vote, and that election day is just days away. The primary, a lot of people think the primary doesn't matter. The primary matters more than the general election, really, in a way, because it's going to determine who is going to be on the ballot in November. And so on May the 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd, you can vote early right now, every day up until May 3rd. But we're now looking at you know, just over a week before the next election is going to happen. And we've got to get everybody we know to the polls, and you can do it, like I say, even now before the election, during the early voting season, till we rein that in. We've got to get there, and we've got to vote.
All right, very good. Linda from Philly pledges 100. Bob in New Jersey pledges 75. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Bob. Does it not concern you, first of all, that we still have Dominion voting machines here in Ohio?
It does, greatly. Another thing I want to do when I get in there, and you remember, I put out videos explaining the fraud and how these things were working and how they were switching votes. And in fact, I did a voter fraud exposing video back in 2020, which ended up being forwarded by people like General Michael Flynn and by people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, and I think this thing was forwarded even by Scott Baio, believe it or not, over a million views on multiple platforms, because I'm not just for voter integrity when I'm running for office. I was for voter integrity not just in 2020 when we saw the theft and the voter crime that took place, but I was actually part of the recount team back in 2000, 22 years ago. I was on that recount team when we were counting those hanging chads and dimpled chads.
Oh, I remember that.
In Florida. That's right.
And the League of Women Voters, boy, I can tell you, you know, they wanted to know why when they came to me, they wanted to be speakers at the Tea Party and that, and I said, forget it, no way. I lost. I guess they're not all that way, but boy, they were used then, weren't they?
you know, it's really, it's funny because I remember I ended up being one of the spokespeople for the recount effort when I pointed out at a press conference when the reporter called on me. I said, look, you know, they said, you're shaking your head. What seems to be your problem? I said, well, if they say how these votes are going to count, how this is going to be dealt with integrity. Well, two of the three judges had Al Gore bumper stickers on their car. You know, how much integrity do you think there's going to be? And that's, it's just very clear that the difference, though, then is we have the paper ballots to count. We could hand count them. And that's what needs to happen again, because right now, if a computer glitch, so-called glitch, it's really a system, part of what Dominion and the other machines have in them they're connected to the internet. We've known that. They've shown that in Michigan. They've shown it elsewhere. We've got the evidence. We need to make that available to the country in a congressional committee so it will be aired, not just to some state committees, some off-site people that are exposing it, what we need, the Mike Lindell patriots of the world. We need to get this before Congress, and we need to get it in the hands of the Attorney General, and we need to see justice.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg said he is not going to spend $370 million to throw this election. Do you believe him?
I do not. In fact, the number that I've seen is $417 million, and that's what the president pointed out. I was at CPAC in Orlando a few weeks ago, and the president made it very clear he wants to set up, and I put this in my America First contract, we set up a select committee to investigate the $417 million campaign contributions. And while we're at it, we're going to investigate the information suppression and campaign collusion. You know, in the state of Ohio, if you give $6,000 to a congressional candidate, guess what? You're violating the law. You could go to jail for that. But you want to know what? If you can't give $6,000 to a candidate, but you can give $417 million to influence the elections, and that's what Mark Zuckerberg has done. It needs to be investigated. It needs to be thoroughly vetted, and we need to move forward with whatever the evidence suggests. If it does show campaign collusion, as we suspect, then there needs to be justice, and there needs to be swift justice at that.
Well, you know, to have justice, we need a Justice Department. We don't have an independent Justice Department anymore. It's simply a part of the Democratic Communist Collective. And again, you know, we no longer have a legitimate Justice Department. We don't have a legitimate FBI. You know, they have been so corrupted. 20-something agents were used on January 6th when, you know, they were trying to the theft when the patriots, when God-fearing American patriots, one, you know, they were there to protest the theft of the election. And anyone and everyone that says that election wasn't stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. We watched with our own eyes as they flipped the numbers all at one time across the board. And, in fact, I've got so many different articles on, you know, we went through that and did so much study, and it's just unbelievable. The amount of election fraud that there was there. But, you know, but we knew that that was going to happen. We knew, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but I knew it was going to be pretty bad. But then again, and here the Communist Party had all of, you know, the rhinos in lockstep too. When they stood there on January 6th, when Mike Pence and those Republican senators, when they refused to stand up with President Trump, they not only betrayed Trump, they betrayed their entire country. And, you know, we reminded people those who they were that did that. All right, we have Betty from Michigan pledges 100, Elijah from Massachusetts pledges 60, and Mike in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. So what do you think? Do you think that that the enthusiasm's there? Do you think that that our side may be a little bit overconfident because, you know, we're up against the Democratic Communist Collective is entirely corrupt. We've seen that, and they've got the deep state working with them. Should we be prepared, and I mean really prepared, for anything?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, one of the ways we're prepared is we show up in numbers. That's going to make it harder for them to cheat. We also need to be poll watchers. That's another thing. Don't forget, really, the most powerful thing we have, and that is prayer. That while we go in and we're poll watchers, we can pray while we're there, and we can pray from the outside as well. And that's something we need to start right now. Early voting started weeks ago, and we need to be praying over the election and pleading the blood of Jesus. That is the most powerful weapon we have. And I just want to encourage people to use those weapons of our warfare and to get, you know, to not just get on our knees, but get on our feet as well. We've got to put our faith to action. It's going to take both, because right now, I mean, you look at our founders, and this is the pitch I want to make to the incoming freshmen as we build a team to take America back. And that is our founders pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. And are we going to give this up because, you know, it's just inconvenient? It's just, you know, it's just hard to keep fighting. It's just exhausting. It was exhausting to work for a decade to get the heartbeat bill through, but it was worth it. You know, it's worth it. Our country is worth it. Our freedom is worth it. And you know, as Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. This is where we are right now. Our country is on the brink of literally dying as a nation. You look and see where we are internationally. We're the brunt of jokes. Saudi Arabia is making fun of our resident. I don't use the word president because I don't believe he was legitimately placed there. But we are right now in a place where they're not using the dollar anymore. We see it with Russia. We see the oil, and this all is because we are no longer energy independent. We're turning to not just the Russian oil to begin with, but then the tyrants and the Middle East. We saw the difference. I think people are waking up, Pastor. I think that's what gives me additional hope, is that people who that they didn't like Trump and they didn't like his mean tweets, well, they're reminded of their choice every single time they go to the gas station. Maybe they see the sticker that Biden says, I did that. Maybe they don't, but they're reminded of their decision and they're reminded of the consequences of the voter crime we've allowed to happen and of the decisions that were made by people who did vote for Joe Biden. And I think that what we've got to do is remedy that. And that's why I think that we see the prediction. There's not an opinion poll out there that says that Joe Biden's doing a good job on anything. And that's why this is going to take us. It's going to take all of us to join together, to unify and take our country back.
Well, this is why I'm, you know, I'm very cautious. I'm very suspicious. I could easily see how Biden might try to pull something, declare a national emergency and suspend the elections, whatever. Okay. This guy has announced already that he's planning on running again in 2024. The Democrats are rolling their eyes. But again, remember, the government has become so corrupted. You've seen what the CIA and the FBI did to President Trump. They know that if we ever get back to an honest and fair election and get a legitimate, that there's a lot of people heads are going to roll at those departments. And, you know, I used to have a lot of friends, Jen, that were FBI agents, and they could walk up, they could hold their head up high, they weren't ashamed, and they would tell you, you know, yeah, I'm an FBI agent. I go out and my job is to secure, is to make this nation secure. Today, that's not it. I mean, they don't have, when they look at them, the FBI, they, you know, they might as well be MS-13. They have been so corrupted. And I know that not all of them. I know that there are still a lot of good people in there. Unfortunately, they're not in positions of power. Now, but don't worry so much, Jan. Remember about the high prices of gas because, you know, Joe Obama, he released all that oil from our emergency. By the way, did you know that he's tapped into our strategic oil reserves? Guess what he's doing? He's shipping a lot of that oil overseas. He's shipping it to Europe, our strategic oil reserves.
We can no longer say this is a guy however, whatever stage of mental decline he may be in, those that are pulling the strings, this is no longer a situation where we're just looking at people that have bad ideas. They're well-meaning folks who just got it wrong. These are people who are purposely and deliberately working to destroy America. There is no other explanation for what they are doing, and I think people are starting to see that because there's just no other way around it. I mean, every decision is bad. Every decision is against America, from the open borders to what they're doing with, as you just described, with gas, with our energy, what we're seeing happen, with inflation, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. What do they think is going to happen? The value is crumbling in front of us. And you know, we got to remember, it was Trump that they said, there's going to be war if President Trump is there. He's the guy that kept us out of war. He's the guy that was negotiating the Middle East peace deals, the move the embassy to Jerusalem. What we see, the difference is so stark. It is so absolutely clear that if you don't get it now, that we need to be praying off the spirit of deception off of people, because that's the only way that I can really understand how they don't get it yet.
Well, you see here, now the Strategic Oil Reserve is there for emergencies. So now here you have the Suezmax shipping company. They're sailing here. I'm looking at a picture of this huge oil tanker, and it's filled with our strategic oil, and it's heading towards Rotterdam. It's just unbelievable. No matter, I'm just wondering if there's any crooked or corrupt thing that Biden would do that he would not get the total support of the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS. Do you think the time is going to come when they're going to turn on him? They do that. They'll eat their own when the time comes. It's just unbelievable. And by the way, Jan, this country cannot survive 3 more years of Biden. It can't. It can't happen. Okay, so something's got to happen soon.
And we are dealing with a state-run press. This is worse than Pravda. They are absolutely in the tank for the Marxist agenda. And how else do you explain that? I guess, you know, this late after the election, you know, more than a year after the election, the Hunter laptop is legitimate. What do you know? That's just like, you know, I think I told you last time where they said, they just discovered, the New York Times just came out and said that the Watergate tapes were legitimate. You know, it doesn't mean much now. They are at least, you know, no longer able to hide the truth. And there's coming a place where people are waking up, because it's deliberate. There is no other way to describe this. This is a purposeful, deliberate, intentional move to cover up and to move forward an agenda that takes away our liberties, that takes away our freedoms, our Constitution. It's going through the shredder. I mean, we saw that during the pandemic. We saw what happened when they're trying to force people to take an experimental drug. And that's one of the reasons why, in my America First contract, that I have the Personal Autonomy Act that says if you're a state and you force your citizens to get a vaccine, and just think, you think it's over now? I don't believe it is. I believe there's another pandemic around the corner. Next time they need something to guard against the next election. But what we want to do is make sure that no federal funding goes to any state that requires a vaccination. It's in violation of not only our human rights, it's in violation of international law, the Nuremberg Code. But if you require a vaccination as a condition for employment, as Joe Biden did with the military, with healthcare workers, if you require it for education, as colleges are doing this, travel, they're talking about those medical passports, medical treatment, they're denying people medical treatment, they're denying their children medical treatment if the parents weren't vaccinated. Guess what? We're going to say if you do that, if you engage in that, we're going to yank your state funds for that, because there is a personal autonomy. There is a right for us to have to be forced against our will to have this injection in our body. It's funny, because how many years we fought, Pastor, the right to control our body? They used it to cover the taking of a life of a second body. But when it comes to our own body, they don't seem to care about us having the ability to control our own body at all.
Well, you're right. You know, when you were talking about here, Navy does not provide cause of death after three sailors from USS George Washington aircraft carrier found dead in less than 1 week. And three sailors from the USS George Washington aircraft carrier were found dead in less than 1 week. The Navy said the one man was found unresponsive on the aircraft carrier last week, and two other sailors were found dead in other locations. Well, here's what's happening, and you have all of these. I have another article here. A 25-year-old guy was doing, he died while being in the play, The Passion. And here, the one thing that they leave out, they forget to tell you, is that all of these young people have had the vax. Wouldn't you know that?
Right.
And you know what they're also leaving out, forgetting to tell you, is that the people that have had all three shots have got are dying. They're dying in much, much larger numbers than people that haven't had the shots, and they're not telling you that either.
And well, that's one of the reasons, as part of this, under the America First contract, I'm setting up, I want to initiate a congressional committee to hear and investigate the medical effects of the vaccines and to move forward with recommendations. We've got to vet all this stuff. I mean, there's a Nuremberg trial that's happening privately. I believe you heard of this. In fact, you played portions of it on your program. Why don't we get that same evidence in front of the world on C-SPAN in Congress? And so the world can see what it is, and we can see what to do moving forward. And that I think is critical. This has been hidden. This has been discussed on only programs like yours, but hidden from the mainstream people who are watching the state-run media. We've got to break through this. We've got to get this information on C-SPAN in Congress, in the halls of Congress, and in the Department of Justice, as you said, that needs to be cleaned out. It is absolutely corrupt, and we're seeing that at every level of government, where they're more interested. Even, you look in the Defense Department, they're more interested in the woke agenda than they are in defending our country. This all has to stop, and it's got to stop now. We've got less than 2 weeks before the next election, just a little over a week before the election takes place. This is the moment to come out and vote. By the way, if you live in Summit County, which is all of Akron and Stowe and many other areas, but in Summit County or in Northwest Stark, which is Canton, Greater Akron, Canton area, that's where I'm running. By the way, you don't have to be in the district to pray or to help. My website, just so you have it, you can see the contract, the things I want to do, and get the team of freshmen, the Red Wave of freshmen, to join together as a voting block. And that's all at JanetFolgerPorter.com, JanetFolgerPorter.com. But yeah, I think that this is our moment. We can, and this is what I told you, that if we can end abortion, as we just did in the state of Texas for 9 out of 10 children, for 40,000 babies every year, then we can take our country back. I'm going to tell you, when we started, they said it was impossible. It is now inevitable. And I'm telling you, what the mainstream tells you is not the truth. We serve the God of the impossible. We know, and soon the world is going to know the state of Ohio motto. I tell it everywhere I go. I have for years around the country, that with God, all things are possible. It is my life motto, because it is what determines what I set out to do. If I didn't believe that, I sure wouldn't have set out to pass the nation's first ban on partial birth abortion, because after they killed our committee, they killed our bill in committee, they said there was no way out of it, that there was nothing we could do. And I said, wait a minute, there's a parliamentary procedure, there's a thing called a discharge petition. And they told me, oh, it's never worked. In all of Ohio history, it's never worked. But you know what? If you serve the God of the impossible, then you're not going to listen to all the naysayers. And we set out, and we got the 50. We actually got 51.
Jan, I want to pick that up on the other side, because I remember that. But we're coming up to a hard break right now. And, folks, hard break. Call 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. We need to hear you. If you're going to continue to hear us, we really have to hear from you. We really do. Call. Be back after this.
Fight the fight. Raise the stand. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance.
To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.